Complete your roofing project now and save big at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 40 options and get a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It's the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. If you joined this show ahead of time, you probably saw it change from The Hump to the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. I've actually not heard from Jimmy today. He's been preparing for a move and all that stuff, and sometimes the schedules just don't match up. So what I'm doing here is taking your super chats and your humper chats for this show here at youtube.com/Fightful, like these wonderful fellas have done. So, yeah, somebody says Jimmy Van, more like Jimmy Moving Truck. It certainly seems like it, doesn't it? A reminder, get in your super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful. We would greatly appreciate that. If you're watching on X, Twitch, whatever, humperchats.com, that's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. That also goes for if you're watching here on YouTube. Doesn't really matter where you are. You're able to send those humper chats along. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who has joined us right after the show. Maybe not right after, but a little bit after the show. Since it's just me, there won't be a list goes on. But we do have news coming to FightfulSelect.com. I'll go ahead and plug that right now while we are getting some super chats, humper chats to conjure up. But we got news today on AJ Francis for an interview that drops tomorrow. I interviewed Sami Zayn. That just dropped at 2 p.m. for everybody, every viewer of Fightful. But we had the early notes on FightfulSelect.com. Anytime we do interviews, the early notes are on FightfulSelect.com. But today we have news on, I'll say one or two, maybe three. I don't know how many. We got news on some free agents speaking with AEW. And maybe there's been a contract offered. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You get all that accurate news delivered straight to your email or your phone. You don't have to worry about second, third-hand reports of what we are putting out there. And let me tell you, there is not an aggregator that I have not had to correct yet. Not crapping on them, just saying that's where you go to get the news directly and accurately. Plus, we have a wonderful Discord where I'm always doing a Q&A. And I do shows like this every single week. And not just me. Maybe you hate me. Grapsity does them every other week as well. Corey Brennan's done a few of them as well. We've got a ton of great content over at FightfulSelect.com. Here on Fightful in general, let me just show you how the last week has been for Fightful. In the last 6-7 days, the last week, we had an in-studio video, in-studio with SRS, on what Maven is really like. And Maven actually swung by and joined the comment section there, which was very cool. We interviewed Mark Henry, my first time interviewing him. He talked about AJ Styles' retirement swerve, his theme song, lying to get Bryan Danielson hired by WWE. We talked to Mance Warner, his only interview since he's won the world title in GCW. We've got AJ Francis coming tomorrow after winning the Digital Media Championship. And today, my first ever interview with Sami Zayn. And that ain't even it. We also had Jordynne Grace in her first interview after NXT Battleground. And it ain't a, it's not even ending there. Corey Brennan's going over to Scotland and sending us some content there on Friday. We just got so much. And as always, early access for tier two members of Fightful Select. And we'll have early notes as well. But get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. I would greatly appreciate it. I'll just go ahead and tell you guys, this show brought to you by our good friends at BetOnline.ag. And that's actually what we're going to start off talking about. BetOnline.ag, trusted for over 25 years. Their odds for Clash at the Castle. Now, not only do they have odds for Clash at the Castle, they have odds for some matches that aren't even set for the show yet. So head over there. They give you the ability to bet big. They got the highest credit card acceptance, the earliest lines, the fastest payouts in a safe and secure environment. BetOnline.ag. Right now, Solo Sikoa minus 700 over Kevin Owens in a hypothetical match. I would have to agree with that. Gunther minus 1500 against Randy Orton in a hypothetical match, which probably isn't going to happen since Gunther hasn't been on TV. But that widened quite a bit. I think that's more than fair. Sheamus, a minus 700 against the plus 400 Ludwig Kaiser in another hypothetical. I feel like Ludwig Kaiser would maybe pull that one off yet again. I really think that he would. Logan Paul, a minus 1500. LA Knight, plus 800. Carmelo Hayes, plus 850. I feel like this would be the old WWE booking of Carmelo's been losing, so let's slide him in there and get him a win if that were to happen. Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, that one is really, really tight. They got Chad Gable favored at minus 150, Sami Zayn plus 110. I feel like the story almost calls for Gable to lose yet again and blame it on Otis. So BetOnline.ag, our wonderful partners, have Chad Gable set to sort of take that one. That's one if I had to go the other way. No, I'd probably go the other way on Drew McIntyre, minus 225 against the plus 160 Damian Priest, because CM Punk interfering in the world title match is listed as a minus 300 and no is listed as a plus 200. So to me, if he gets involved at minus 300, he's going to cost Drew that title. So at least one of those is probably worth getting some money on there. Bayley a minus 3000 over Piper Niven. Bayley's winning that match. And Cody Rhodes a minus 3000. Over AJ Styles, a plus 900. I don't think AJ is going to win that match, but Cody Rhodes, a sizable favorite on BetOnline AG. Let me know what you guys think about those odds. Let's get to the super chats. Let's get to the humper chats. Ricardo says, I'm 40 today. Where's my t-shirt and cookie? We don't give you t-shirts and cookies. We give you wrestling news. But happy birthday, regardless. Happy birthday. Sean, no wrestling question. How's your week going? It's good. I'm back in the gym. I had a good amount of time to sort of decompress and all that, and back at it full time. Went to Black Label Pro last Friday. It was a good time. Went to the local fair this week. And let me tell you, those prices, more like the unfair. Am I right? I'm sorry. Jay Miller says, Jordan is hoping for a Worlds Collide show, NXT, WWE, TNA. What are the chances we see that? And curious how the politics of who goes over is handled. Well, I mean, TNA would get a few wins, I'm sure. Jordan would be one of those that probably gets a win. I think it's possible that we see an NXT, TNA Worlds Collide show. I don't know about a full-on WWE Worlds Collide show, though. Like, I think TNA and NXT understand the mutual benefit of one another, and they are in business in that regard. I don't know if WWE is about to give TNA a lot of love on their main roster programming. I could be wrong, but also when that would have made sense was 2010 to 2012 or even prior to that, like any time after 2005, really, when they were on Spike for about a 7-year period. So I don't see that happening now. The politics, I'm sure they'd try to keep it down the middle. WWE would probably like win, you know, 5 matches or compared to 3 of TNA, or, you know, 4-4, something like that. It'd be kept pretty even, I think. We got K775 says, safe to say that Jordan Grace will want to sign, or WWE would want to sign Jordan Grace. Do you think TNA will let them sign her before her deal expires? or do you think they do deal when it expires? I think they'll do a deal when it expires. I think she'll be brought into WWE. I think that's where she'll be headed. I have some news on some stuff like that coming to FightfulSelect.com. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll release that. Jordynne Grace has made a really good impression with WWE. She did it at the Rumble. Made a really good impression. Went to great lengths to keep it a secret. Because let me tell you, I found out and I hit her up about it. We talked about it on camera. And she basically said, listen, if you don't reveal this, I'll give you the first interview and tell you how, why everything happened. And to me, when you break down that stuff, I'm like, okay, is it worth me spoiling this news and getting this scoop that will be dated in a few hours? Or do I want to get the how, why, when of how it happened? And that's, I determined there was more value in that one. So she went to great lengths to keep that private as well. Any updates on Camille and Motor City Machine Guns? Listen, I have never reported at any time that Motor City Machine Guns are under contract. I know it has been reported that they were finalizing a deal. I have not heard that they are under contract. I cannot confirm that. All I have heard is the same thing that you guys have heard in that sense. Last time I asked, I was told they don't, people in AEW don't believe that they are. They had been discussed, though. Camille, she has been under contract for quite some time. Quite some time. Can the name Ricochet be used outside of WWE? Yes, he used it before. And unless he just, for some reason, handed over that trademark, which didn't happen, Trevor Mann owns that trademark. So yes, he can use Ricochet outside of WWE. What do you think this major Noah and WWE announcement is? Some sort of talent exchange. You know, somebody going over there and probably somebody coming over to NXT or something like that. I think it's very beneficial for Noah to get involved here, and it creates more buzz about their brand especially. I think it's even more beneficial to Noah than it is to TNA, depending on who they get, right? Because there will be a whole lot of American fans that don't know what Noah is and haven't ever watched Noah that probably will pay a little bit more attention to it as a result. Have you heard any surprises for SmackDown or Clash at the Castle? Is Scotland going to go 0-3 Saturday? I think there's a real chance, but I'm not putting it out of the realm of possibility that Alba and Isla win, but don't pin Jade and Bianca, and then they end up losing those titles again. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think you can have them go 0-3, right? Piper's not winning. If they have her win after not giving her any singles matches, that's wild. And I love Piper Niven. You know, I mean, Drew winning is, it's certainly plausible. It just, it seems like to me that that Drew Punk match doesn't need the title. I don't know if that audience needs that victory. Man, that's a tough one because Punk and Drew is so big without the championship, right? Even without it. And to me, it adds to the story if Punk costs him the championship. Or maybe it adds to the story that Drew no longer is distracted by CM Punk. Anything's possible. Man, that's tough. That's tough. Ryan says, any update on Jacob Fatu? Things on him have seemed to have quieted down a lot. So he was signed. He is in the company. And listen, it's well known he had a record before MLW. Here's what I'll say. I don't have a specific reason why, but what I can do is deduce things. I'll encourage you to go back and look at how many times Jacob Fatu has ever wrestled out of the country. Because the amount that I found when I looked was zero. A big zero was the number of times he had wrestled outside the country. So, since WrestleMania, where have the shows been? France, Saudi Arabia, Scotland, Canada. Are you really going to bring in Jacob Fatu and have him not go to four straight PLE shows? I could see why they're holding off on it. I could see why they don't necessarily put him on the program if they can't take him overseas. Now, that can always be rectified and fixed. And I just want to say this, in meeting Jacob Fatu, wonderful guy. What a nice guy he is. And he is going to be a big star in WWE, barring all unforeseen circumstances. But yeah, it makes sense to me there. Is Punk cleared or close to it? Return at Clash at the Castle. Well, I mean, he's progressing a lot better than the first time, I was told. And the thing was, he wanted to recover way sooner than the original triceps injury. So how long did he miss? Like effectively 10 months with that thing? Yeah. And now he's been out February, March, April, May, 4.5 months. I could see him getting back in the fold by SummerSlam, but that's just a prediction. That's just a hunch. Get in those super chats. Get in those Humper Chats, my friends. Let's head over to HumperChats.com, where Van Twinblade says, health reminder for chat. Men can get breast cancer. It's very rare, but can happen. Check your testicles and your chesticles. We need you here. There you go. Mr. Acosta sends a Humper Chat saying, how do you feel about Ricochet's WWE run? I think it was pretty great. He had a lot of great matches and moments. Adam Cole, AJ Logan, to name a few. I don't agree with the whole WWE fumbled him. He had a great run, in my opinion. I feel like he had an okay run. I do feel like WWE fumbled him. I feel like he did an awful lot of great things. The Ricochet, Logan Paul moment and stuff was really, really cool. Him winning the speed title, yeah, is what it is, I guess. He had some really incredible matches. That ladder match was unbelievable. He had a great match with Johnny Gargano, with Gunther. He had some really great matches. However, he should have had like dozens and dozens and dozens of really great matches. And I think, honestly, a lot of that is more on Vince McMahon's use of him than anything. But, I think that's more on that than anything. And I think Ricochet is a phenomenal performer, just unbelievable performer. But I feel like they signed him more to keep him away from somebody else than they did to utilize what it is that he does so incredibly well. And those were, you know, several pretty important years of his career, right? Like we're talking like the age 29 through like 35 years of his career that they used there. And he's been there since the beginning of 2018, I believe it was. So a 6-year run, he did a lot of really cool things. I don't think he should be ashamed of that run or anything like that. He did some really, really cool stuff. Like, let's look at his accolades right here. Let's take a look. Intercontinental, U.S., North American, and Speed Champion. Pretty good. He won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic, the SmackDown World Cup. He did some things. So I should say, I don't think they fumbled him. I don't think they utilized him to the best of his ability. And the reality is, there's a lot of people within any company that don't get used to the best of their ability because however well you use them can't necessarily reflect that ability. There you go. But I think he'll do great. He's got such a great skill set. Think they'll do something with Zelina and Liv at Money in the Bank. Would be silly not to after last Raw. Love the Dom story, but would love some matches too. Yeah, I do. And what I want them to do is to give Zelina some singles wins, because them just being like, well, here we go. World title match after not winning in months and months and months. I don't like that. I didn't like it with Piper. I don't like it with anybody. I don't like it with anybody. And I think that Zelina has shown that she can compete at a championship level. We have all witnessed that, right? Just give us a reason. Deshire says, anything new on Megan Bain? I want her in NXT. You know what? I'm going to finalize a report for you fairly soon there, Deshire. I'm going to do that. I've been asking around. I mean, I did a show with Joey Janela, talked to him a little bit the other day. Learned a few things. What do you think? WWE sent Jade and Cody to the main roster, but sent Ethan King and Spears to NXT. Well, I mean, listen, Cody ain't going to NXT. Cody is one of the biggest signings in the history of WWE. Period. I have the data to back it up. One of the biggest signings in company history. Alexis King, they wanted him to rebirth himself, sort of. Sean Spears, he told us why. He gets to stay in Florida. He helps out the Performance Center. He gets to stay home. Ethan Page, I feel like that's just an appropriate place for him to kind of get his run. Is NXT. I think it'd be really good. They can kind of see what they have with him, and I'm sure they'll discover pretty quickly that it's a pretty good thing that they have with him. MJF Scarf, is Camille coming to AEW? She's signed by AEW. Whether she comes to AEW or not, that remains to be seen at this point. She's been under contract for a long time. There have been a lot of wasted dollars for people just signed and not used. EJ Nduka, under contract for a long time, just never used. And I'm like, why sign them? Why put them under contract? I mean, it's good for him, right? But other than that, I mean, he's worked 3 dark matches. And that was over a span of like 3 weeks and then didn't do it again. I don't know, man. Tony says, where does the World Heavyweight title go after SummerSlam? We know Drew is losing Saturday. We know Priest is losing it to Gunther. But then, who is a strong enough babyface on Raw to beat him after his IC title reign and King of the Ring win? Will it be the same old contenders like Seth in the end? Well, I mean, same old contenders when you factor in who is the Money in the Bank holder and Gunther being champion. That doesn't make anything same old to me. Now, I don't know who's going to challenge at Money in the Bank or even if they'll have the match at Money in the Bank, but or a match at Money in the Bank, but I think we'll go towards the Punk Drew program because, listen, if that's the thing, if Drew wins, he's got to defend that title at SummerSlam against Gunther instead, right? I don't see where Drew and Punk fits in at SummerSlam if they're going to do Gunther challenging for the title, which they should. Now, I could see somebody winning Money in the Bank, winning the title, and then Gunther faces them. But yeah, listen, we're about to have Gunther, Drew, Punk, Priest, Rollins, all in the top title scene. And guess who you got just strolling around there? You got a Sami Zayn. You got a Braun Breaker. Rey Mysterio is always a guy you can see them just throwing in a title match. I think he needs a feud with Braun Breaker. Ooh, I want to see that real bad. DNC Digital says, everyone always talks about the Hell in a Cell non-finish with Bray Seth. Do you remember any backstage reactions the year before with Braun Roman? I was there and the building was pissed. I didn't get a lot. So DNC Digital, the way that I always put it is, there are some things sometimes in wrestling that develop sources for me. And that was one of them, the Bray Seth thing. There's that. There was when they rounded up all the PC kids and said, don't talk to dirt sheets. By the way, you're responsible for your own health insurance during the pandemic. And they said, well, I'm also responsible for who I talk to. Royal Rumble 2022, was it? St. Louis, whatever that was. Yeah. Abysmal. Those were so bad or offensive that people were like, I'm going to go talk to him. And that's how that was. I didn't get that I remember with Braun and Roman. And I mean, I can't necessarily even remember it. I loved the Braun Roman feud back in like 2017 or whatever it was. So, I mean, I can't really remember getting those types of reactions, but sorry. Mitchell says, if you had to predict, do you think AJ Styles stays with WWE or does he go away? I'd love for AJ to become a coach in NXT. I think that he would become a coach or something like that. I don't know if he lives in Gainesville or Atlanta. Does anybody know where he lives? I'm sure he said it on stream or something. But I imagine he stays tied to WWE. He's somebody that a lot of people could learn from. I think that'd be good. Have you heard about anything or heard anything about AEW wrestlers going to Stardom in the summer? They have several surprises for the five-star GP. It wouldn't surprise me, Chi-Town Spurs. That relationship got immediately repaired as Rossi went over and did Marigold. Now, listen, I don't know the ins and outs of why the Marigold and AEW partnership didn't work. I'm not going to pretend that Joshi Wrestling is my beat. I sometimes get scoops on that. Scott Edwards would have a lot more on that. And I don't want to speak on something I don't really know that much about. I know that I was in the middle of it during that Megan Bain, Stardom, New Japan, Rocky Romero, Tony Khan, like issue that they had there. But as soon as Rossi started his own thing, like AEW knew about it. They knew it was coming. They really did. And I mean, that's how I got the jump on it. Is people in AEW were like, yeah, he's going to be working alongside WWE. And he has. There were some that thought he was going to be working just straight up for WWE, but they very clearly have a partnership there. So I think that AEW will sort of will counter a little bit more with that. Heard anything about WWE and Punk announcement could be or any trade? What, I don't know what you mean about the WWE and Punk announcement. Will, can you wise me up to that, friend? I don't know what you mean. Dream Ninja says Spears clearly has a passion for working with young talent. Love to see it. Can't wait for the Prohibited portal to open again next. Listen, I did, first off, I have an immense amount of respect for Sean Spears. I found out that his deal was coming up with AEW, and I reached out, found out, yep, but I would like to hold on to that information. And I said, you know what? Out of respect to you, because it meant a lot to him, I was like, I'll hold off until I hear that maybe somebody's about to release it, and then I gotta. And that's what happened, and I had to run with the story. And he understood, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that you get my first interview after AEW. And it was a great talk. And I told him one of my favorite live wrestling experiences was his Royal Rumble 2017 entrance. It was so cool to be there for. I was there with our good friend Demon Diva. And man, it was so cool. It was so cool to hear that crowd at a time where, you know, the attendance wasn't necessarily great. You know, somebody said he meant WWE and Noah. What did I say? What did I slip up and say? What did I slip up and say? By the way, my bad. But it was so great to see that live. Zeta Steele signing somewhere soon. Guess where? Isn't she doing Marigold work right now? I'm pretty sure that she's been on a bunch of their shows, right? Like, and she's like out there saying stuff like, oh, well, with all these crossovers, does this mean I can face this person? I think she said, did she say Mercedes? And I'm like, I don't know if Marigold's going to be doing crossovers with AEW, but man, you want to talk about a prodigy, 20 years old, already like with creating the buzz that she's created over the last 2 years. I mean, I remember she was facing like Trisha Dora straight out of the gate. And I know a person that she faced very early. Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas. Point your toes west.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. it also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
On Emily J, a friend of mine who I've interviewed a couple times, but like, so I was familiar with her name a little bit before because I'm pretty sure I watched that match and gave feedback on it. But like, she was facing very experienced people very early and people with television experience. So like when you're working out there with like Trisha Dora, Mandy Leon, gosh, who else was it that I remember she worked? Angelina Love, Danny Moe, Kylan King. She was working a lot of those people very, very early on. And it became really evident very quickly that she was going to be somebody that succeeded with television wrestling, especially. So, man, there are a whole host of women talent or female talent. Sorry about my camera here, guys. My bad. Listen, I can't fix it. I don't know what to do. A whole lot of women's talent that just gets it from a presentation standpoint. And she's one of them. She's one of them that really gets it. Roxanne reminds me of a young Sasha Banks, says DeShires. Man, for everybody that questioned her heel turn, right? I think that one will... Sorry, I'm trying to fix this damn camera. It's really annoying. Really just driving me nuts. For everybody that talked trash about her heel run, she's done incredibly well with it. There we go. You spend $200 on a 4K Logitech Brio and it just gets out of focus all the time, man. But I think that Roxanne has done incredibly well with it. She could have been a talent that a lot of people felt never could have turned heel. And who knows if there will ever be that anymore, a talent that never turns babyface, never turns heel. But yeah, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Panthers up 2-0. Wish I could brag to Jimmy. Me too. I don't know where the fella is. Hope he's okay. Any news on Becky Lynch? Has AEW reached out to talk or make an offer now that she's a free agent? You know what? I will find out. Chatted a little bit, but enjoying her time at home. I loved the picture that she posted. The Pablo Escobar meme was so funny. She was expected to get offers from everywhere, even if she doesn't accept them. But I'll see if they've made any overtures there. Zach Schimmel says, can we talk about the amazing Fightful Discord and all of its wonderful members? Yes. So listen to this. I was going to completely get off Twitter besides wrestling news and only use Discord. I got to say, because the Discord is so positive, I've actually ended up using Twitter a little bit more than I had anticipated because I'm like, wait a second. The people that are assholes on Twitter just really, first off, they expose themselves for being dumb regularly. People acting like I didn't have access to a Fightful account that I owned is wild. I just don't use it very often. People like acting like I sent myself cheese, like weird stuff like this. People telling on themselves for not having any friends, how they treat women, etc. You don't see that in our Discord. Our Discord is very respectful, very nice. Mr. Burt Wayne says, Gorilla Press showing some support for the homie SRS. Get your Fightful merch right now. Go get it. Only at Fightful. I'm designing some new merch very soon. I hadn't had time to do that in a while. I'm finally starting to catch up a little bit and doing that. Mr. Burt Wayne, hope your family member is doing a little bit better, my friend. I hope he's doing a lot better. What the hell am I saying there? What the hell am I saying there? I'll tell you what you can do also. You can get him some NordVPN.com/Fightful. Have I ever told you about NordVPN.com/Fightful? Of course I have. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Guys, if you head over to my Twitter at Sean Ross App, I have a contest. We're giving away a year of Peacock for two lucky viewers. You got to subscribe to our YouTube and retweet that post. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways like that. Does the new cooperation between WWE and NXT exclude main roster or WWE waiting and seeing? Anything possible? Anything's possible, but right now it is limited to WWE's NXT brand and TNA. I think that it's just going to be that. I think that's pretty well what it's limited to right now. KE775, have you heard any other TNA wrestler set for the Battle Royal Tuesday, or do you think an NXT wrestler or someone outside the company? I could see a TNA wrestler winning that. If I were them, I would absolutely send TNA talent there. I've had tons of TNA talent hitting me up asking if I've heard anything about them specifically as well. I think that they understand the buzz that is associated with this, right? Like, I had to be careful what I said. Everybody understands it, but if you seem too eager, it's almost like they don't want you, right? Mr. Burt Wayne says, also, I agree with Mysterio and Braun. Brock versus Mysterio is pretty awesome. Yeah, and I mean, that was quite a while back, but Braun could really benefit from that. A lot of times when you ask like a celebrity or somebody like that, who was your favorite wrestler growing up? These days, you'll hear like The Undertaker or Rey Mysterio. You'll hear one of those top SmackDown talent from the late 2000s. Prohibited Portal feels so forced. I hope it doesn't catch on. It's like if someone tries to knock off Survivor Series with sustaining sequence. It's tongue in cheek. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's just Jordan's thing, and it's her being tongue-in-cheek and funny and a little cute about it, and I don't have any problem with it. Oh, Will says, I meant WWE and Pro Wrestling Noah's announcement that they are having on Sunday. No, I don't know. I would assume it is something related to a WWE talent heading over to Noah, and maybe like, you know, a Noah team or something like that. And again, that's a hunch. It's not a report. Hunch, not a report. My girlfriend is taking me to see GCW Houston for my birthday. She's never watched wrestling or been to a show. This is going to be interesting. It will be interesting. I'll be at the Louisville show next month. Yeah. Who knows? Might even beat somebody up there. Yeah. Who knows how I'm feeling that day, right? Right. Effie looks like he could stand to get beat up a little bit. I just kind of want to think I could beat him in a match just because Mance has softened him up. I spoke to the wonderful Mance Warner this week, who gave me a lot of really, really good points about how he attacked Effie. And listen, I like Effie. I respect Effie. He's a brilliant guy. But I think that, you know, after all the trauma he sustained from Mance Warner, I think I could beat him in a wrestling match at this point. Now, I haven't won since I've been back, but I feel like I could. Any update on return times for Seth and Rhea? I didn't necessarily hear the same thing as, was it Dave on Rhea being gone till SummerSlam? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that she'll be wrestling, but I think she could appear on TV before then. Seth, let's see, April, May. I think we're probably still looking a little bit for him recovering from that knee operation. Bridget Hewlett, first off, I want to say thank you for the generous super chat. You always are very generous to us, Bridget, and we always appreciate you. And sorry that you're having a rough day. I was wondering what your favorite comfort food is. I want to hear from the chat. What is your favorite comfort food? Let's talk about this a little bit because she sent some very generous amounts here. So first off, things that my grandmother made for me, chicken tenderloin, mashed potatoes, corn. I mix the mashed potatoes and corn. I don't eat corn a lot in general. It's not a digestible food, but mashed potatoes, hell yeah. We got people saying pulled pork. I love me some pulled pork. Philly cheesesteak, not for me. Doritos, I love a good tortilla chip. Pizza, hell yeah to pizza. Now, here's the deal, Bridget Hewlett. I got differences on my pizza things. If I'm going to the Italian American, you know, the American Italian restaurant, it's pepperonis and bacon. Generally, it's pepperoni. If I get a frozen pizza, I always get supreme. I don't know why it is, but I like a good crispy supreme. What else? Oh, they got the gas station pizza, right? Hunt's Brothers. I'll get the pepperoni and sausage from there. Hot dogs. Listen, I dare say eat hot dogs in a world where Cam Hawkins lives, but. Listen, I got they're not an ad, the Omaha Steaks hot dogs, and my wife makes a hot dog sauce that is insane, the best I've ever had, to the point to where if I get it anywhere else, it's a letdown. But another thing, Greg Cherry says Pop-Tarts. I like unfrosted Pop-Tarts. Sue me. You can hardly find them anymore. It's very difficult to find unfrosted cherry, but I came up on unfrosted Pop-Tarts. Because they thought that the sugar on them is why I was so hyper. Go figure. Mac and cheese. You know what? Sometimes I get like a mac and cheese cup and mix some tuna in there. Like, listen, I'm doing okay. Like, now I'm providing a good livelihood for myself. But my comfort foods are oftentimes a lot of the foods that I ate when I was struggling. Ramen noodles, the mac and cheese and tuna. I used to get those little Michelina dinners, the dollar ones out of the frozen meal section. And it would be green pepper and steak. And then they would have, chicken fried rice was my jam as well. And I think I mentioned butter pecan ice cream, maybe twice, two or three times. I didn't like it when I was, younger, but you know, now it reminds me of my grandmother. Pepsi as well. A good old fashioned can of Pepsi, or I go down to the Mexican grocery store because they still sell it in bottles there. Somebody says mac and cheese and tuna. Yes. So listen, I still do that. Like, especially if I'm going to go work out a little bit later on to get those carbs, I'll eat, you know, some pasta or all that. But listen, I'm telling you, legit, go get yourself one of the pouches of tuna and go get the Stouffer's mac and cheese. Go get that. Not the Kraft, as much as I like it, but the Stouffer's. Cook the Stouffer's, take the tuna, stir that sumbitch up. It is so good. Bridget, I hope you're doing better, my friend. Sending you love. Going to Dynamite next week. Any chance of Meat Madness? How are Keith Lee and Miro doing? I think Miro was overseas last time I heard, like in Bulgaria or something, visiting. But haven't heard anything new. They were hoping to have him back months ago, and they just didn't. I haven't heard any update on Keith Lee. Do you think with WWE working with TNA and Marigold, you could see them doing a women's PLE at some point, somewhere down the line? It hasn't been discussed in quite a while, Will. I wish I had a better answer for you, but yeah. Yeah. Thomas Sandberg says, do you think Triple H and Tony Khan could get along well if this petty wrestling war wasn't in the way? Do they have any respect for each other? I'm sure they have some semblance of respect for each other. But I think that the way that Tony was looked at was just a kid with some money, fantasy booking wrestling. And you know what? As it turns out, that makes for a pretty successful wrestling business model. But I do think there's a possibility. I think there's a possibility. There's always a chance. And I think the real reason I think there's a possibility is because Tony Khan is such a wrestling fan and he wants to do things that haven't been done before and wants history to be made. Not sure if you talked to Kylie Rae at Black Label Pro. Do you know if she's interested in signing with a promotion since WWE had her in for a tryout? I don't know, but I could ask her. I just want to say this. It was my first time meeting Kylie Rae. I've talked to her a number of times. Looked incredible. Worked her ass off. You should have seen her arms, man. She's so jacked. And I'm like, she just had a kid. Unreal. The work ethic of that woman. I got to see her wrestle Billy Starks. She gave me a big hug. It was really, really nice to see her. She is one of my favorite performers to watch. And, you know, she's been around. She's worked WWE for a tryout. And it was right before the hiring freeze. So that's interesting. They had her work ahead of Raw as well. I'll see what I can find out, friend. Love watching this show to start my work week. Are you a fan of Daniel Day-Lewis? If so, what are your film or what films are your faves? Listen, I have not watched a ton of movies from before, like 1983, 1984, maybe 1985. And as a result, I didn't get to see his earlier work. However, I'm actually planning on watching Gangs of New York very soon. I have not watched There Will Be Blood. I need to watch that. What was it I was supposed to watch recently? Stars and Bars, I think. But I haven't watched, and I said 1980, 84, 85. I haven't watched a lot of movies like besides like action comedies from the 80s even. But I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to take some of that in. I certainly am. Sean, any update on Natalya? Has not signed anything yet. The way they're teasing her and Sonya joining up seems like she might be saying, maybe they have an agreement in principle. She has not signed anything. Just making that clear. As of last week, she hadn't signed. Does Nia beat Bayley at SummerSlam or does Bayley maybe beat her and then get cashed in on? I think the latter is more likely. Nia has had a great run. Her best run. She has over-delivered this run. So I think they've already got their money's worth out of her, but you know, things continue to progress until then. I don't see it out of the realm of possibility. Her winning is Ricky Stark's contract up this year. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I'm sorry. I don't have the answer. I've asked a lot. I think you'll probably see him at AEW again. Dream Forbidden Door opponents for Shiri Kondo, Marina Shafir. And I just want them to go out and beat the freaking brakes off of each other. I want to see Marina Shafir and Shiri Kondo just tossing each other. That's what I want to see. Love for Boost says, once at a deli, sir, the server thought I was weird for asking for tuna on toasted rye bread. Stouffer's mac and cheese and French bread pizza is my jam. So, listen, there was just one time last year I just got the craving. I've never eaten a tuna melt or anything like that, but I like wanted to go to Subway and get a toasted sub with tuna and cheddar cheese, and now I want a big piece of like Texas toast with tuna stacked up on it and cheese melted. Damn. Man, listen, I grew up not having a lot, so tuna was very, very important. And then when I cut weight for wrestling and MMA, tuna became way more important. New Lack City. Hey, SRS. WWE seems to be spinning their wheels a bit since Mania. No, it's not possible to stay white hot, but what do you think they need? Roman back. Also, chances Humberto and Garza leave. Feel like they've been underutilized. They have been underutilized. They should be used more. I think it's more likely they stay, although I think they do very well outside of WWE. They'd probably get a job in Mexico. They'd probably get work in New Japan. They'd probably get some AEW appearances as well, depending on where it is they go. I'll tell you what WWE needs. They need Seth Rollins. They need Becky Lynch. They need Rhea Ripley. they need Roman Reigns. They need The Rock. They need Charlotte Flair. They need a lot of these big stars they're missing. And that's it. Sean, are you going to be at media for SummerSlam? And also, what tips do you have for hosting a former wrestler on the show? Asking since I'm going to have my first former WWE talent on the channel in 2 weeks. Be polite. Be professional. Get them over, not yourself over. Yes, I am going to be doing media at SummerSlam. My wife and I will be making the trip up for that. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are heading down the home stretch here. Dream Ninja says, Spears clearly has a passion for working with young talent. Love to see it. Can't wait for the prohibited portal to open again next. Yeah, I mentioned my friend Emily J, who's very young in the wrestling business. I think just turning 21 this week, but she got her training under Sean Spears and Tyler Breeze and still gets advice from him. And he still helps and all that stuff. Like, that you don't run a wrestling school, at least a good one, without caring. And it's very clear that he cares. Mariah Tony storyline has been great. Thoughts? I think it has been great. I think it will end with Mariah May winning the Owen Hart Classic or the Owen Hart Cup. And also, I think it's been a great way to introduce. Damn, I just saw that somebody may have got one of my scoops here. Let's see. Huh. Let's look. But I think it is. Lost my train of thought there. Oh, Mariah May. Great way to introduce Mina Shirakawa. Great way to create buzz. Sorry. I hate doing that. I hate these shows that I produce like all by myself. All by myself. But that's interesting. That is interesting. It's not a big scoop. It's one that I'm probably going to post very soon, though. It's interesting. Somebody just asked me about that. Wow. K775 says, outside of Tegan Nox, have you heard if NXT is interested in having more people come down there for a run? I think it's done wonders for Mee Chin, and Good Brothers got some good TV time. Yes, NXT is. It's a matter of if NXT wants them, if WWE wants to send them. It has been good. Like, listen, if you don't have creative plans for Mee Chin or the OC or Baron Corbin or whoever it might be, bring them in. Bring them in and do it. I like it. I think it's given a lot of people a lot more buzz and interest and all that stuff. I think that that's very important to do. Very important to do. Did we just see the Sean out scooped face? No, because not by a reporter. It's just somebody that dropped me a DM. They're like, do you know about this? And it is, and it's not a big thing. I'm just like, you never know. You just never know. Who do you think wins Money in the Bank? I think Tiffany and maybe Finn. That's who I said. I think Finn to play off of the Damian having it thing and Tiffany to just play off of her. I think that those are the two best options. But with Finn, I'm like, do you really want to go back there and have Judgment Day hold that again? I mean, it would make for a good story. But I don't necessarily, I think it would make for a good story, but I don't know if necessarily the fans would be like, all right, again? Bryceal says, Uncle Howdy build is interesting. Unsure of how a group can be presented once they debut. How would you book them and who would be the first feud? I would book them rooted in reality. And guess what? FightfulSelect.com will have some news on that very soon. I would keep them grounded in reality and maybe play off of Braun Strowman's history. That's what I think would make sense, is to have them do that. Now, if you're EssentiallySports.com, which is an absolutely dog shit website, do not go and run another article saying that I confirmed that that would be the first feud. That website completely misrepresents me with regularity. Insane. They did that with that the other day. They said,
oh, the first feud for the new Wyatt family is decided. No, no. But I would have Braun be their first feud and sort of have him adopted by them again. What are your thoughts on Io Sky coming to Marigold? I mean, it's huge. It's really big for Marigold. And it's good for WWE's relationships as well. I don't have any thoughts on the Noah announcement. I believe it will be a talent thing. Or maybe they'll help with a tour or something like that. But I don't have any insight on that as of now. Miss Kate Fabe says, why are they a babyface on one brand and a heel on the other? Well, because they feel like it, Kate. Because they feel like it. Where are they? Wait. Who is the OC or heels on both brands? Yeah? 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 Guys, I'll check the Humper Chats one more time. But leave a thumbs up on this. Please leave a comment on this video. We would greatly appreciate it if you did that. I Make Beats says, I just wanted to say good evening, Sean. Did you catch Battleground or Dominion? I caught Battleground. I'm watching Dominion in between if I can. Enjoyed both shows. Another great weekend of wrestling. Looking forward to Clash and this weekend in Marigold's EO match next month. Keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to Clash as well. I love afternoon wrestling. I love afternoon wrestling. The OC became faces on NXT with Mee Chin. Hell yeah. Here's what I hope. I hope they also go to Raw and they work as tweeners just to mess with Kate. Guys, until next time, we're out. Oh, no, we're not. Glassdoor Gamer says WWE's roster seems to be bloated. Feels like AEW gets criticized for the same amount of TV, give or take an hour. Well, it is. Like, you don't see Apollo Crews really used. You don't see Garza and Angel or Humberto used to the same level. Good Brothers don't get used. It is, but I think that AEW's is way more bloated to the fact that you don't see anybody on TV for months. Months. Nope, no hump goes on today because it's me solo, but FightfulSelect.com. Here in a little bit, we're going to have some news on somebody negotiating a deal with AEW. Till next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.